trying to treat your players like 10-year-olds and babysit them and don't allow them to go out and enjoy some of the cities they're in, you're going down the wrong road. I trust our team. He then went on to say that he doesn't mind if they play guilty. I want them to go out. I think playing guilty is a big part of being a really good player in the National Hockey League. Do you agree with that, Jonesy?
So John Tortorella wants the boys to play guilty. And as soon as I saw that, I sent out a memo to all the Average Joe employees, and I said, we're recording guilty, because Tort said so. And I mean, otherwise, what's the point? And some of us got the memo, and some of us did not. Gerwing could not handle the recording guilty. And because of that, Gerwing is not here today. Too many drinks at Egg Night, I guess. And so I am joined by my guest, Joshua Duffs.
What's up, folks?
This is Joshua Duffs. For those of you that don't know, Joshua was in interviewed by CBC or CTV or whatever, and they spelt his name wrong when he was actually on the TV. It was like Joshua Duffs.
Could not have been more clear that my last name started with a T.
Just the hardest name in the world to spell.
So
anyways, Joshua Duffs is here to give his sports analysis. Before we start, you have your own podcast, right?
You betcha.
And that is called
Sandcap Podcast.
All right, well, I'll throw the link in the Facebook post.
Yeah,
get everybody on board.
Well, for your viewers, there's a couple episodes about sports that they'll be more intrigued by, but
well, a little bit of everything though. A little bit of life, how to date.
How not to date.
I made an appearance on one of them. I forget what we talked about, but dreams or something.
Dreams, yeah.
I don't know which one I was on, but anyways, so Joshua Duffs is here. Gerwing is out of the office this week because he doesn't know how to play guilty, doesn't know how to record guilty, and he's probably sitting on the bench next week too, because Tortorella is going to send that down. So
gonna Brandon Dubinsky him.
He's done. Let's play music. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't. That is Spirits by Strombellas. Probably one of my favorite songs by them. I don't know. I don't know if you really listen to Strombellas.
Not a lot, but that song makes me feel warm and fuzzy on the inside.
That's like their one tune. And I think they had that on the last year in the hockey in the NHL playoffs. That was part of, or maybe the MLB. One of the promos.
No, it was hockey. It was like a promotion. It was like a part of the promotional video for the first round or something.
Just gives you feels, and then you get to watch the Caps lose out in the second round to the Penguins again.
At least they make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, this is a fucking good transition. Good transition, Topsy. You might be my new co-host. Gary might have just got fired. speaking of making the playoffs, okay, so main reason I got you on here today, what is up with the Avalanche? They just went streaking.
Puck luck?
Puck luck? I don't know, man. 10 in a row is only so much luck that can do for you, right?
What? I don't know. I love the Avalanche. I'm a huge fan. I follow hockey pretty avidly. That being said, we beat a lot of good teams, and we performed really well. Main reasons why we went on a 10-game heater, though, was because MacKinnon put up 20 points over that not 20, but it was 18 or 19 points over that stretch, and Jonathan Bernier played like, I don't understand.
Nate MacKinnon is back.
Well, he's not back. He's here.
He's back. Because he was a little bit gone for a bit there, but he's back.
I'm just really happy he finally broke out and is proving me right, I guess.
Yeah, he's looking good.
When we have Rantanen, he's having a really good sophomore year. He's point per game. Landeskog's not a joke anymore, and our decor is finally coming to be something that's mildly respectable.
Who's your guys' coach?
Jared Bednar. I'm not sure about it. He's better this year, and he put up a really good track record in the AHL with Cleveland. And I mean, he's a good coach. Just after a disaster year where you put up 48 points, I don't know how much faith you can truly put and a coach at the helm of an organization, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not entirely on board. He has some weird line combos, but this year he's not shuffling the lines as much. He seems more confident and reserved, and it doesn't look like he's out to prove himself this year, which is good, because last year he was, you know, to prove that he was an NHL caliber coach and failed miserably. So I'm just glad everything's kind of coming around. I still don't think the Avalanche are truly a playoff team. We might squeak in. I think we're a bubble team, but within the next 2 years, we have a lot of blue chip prospects coming up that'll get us over the top.
And you guys are going to get some nice draft picks from Ottawa.
Yeah. Thanks
how
for the first
good
round
is
there.
That? How honestly good is that like pick looking now too? Because they're going to be low. Like,
well,
they're going to have a high pick.
And they have that option though this year where they can take their pick if it's top 10.
Oh, really?
But then we get it the next year regardless. And it looks like Ottawa's going to be selling either this year or next year, so we should get a top 10 pick regardless of where they land next year.
Do you buy into the idea that a lot of this might just be like when Duchesne's there and Duchesne doesn't want to be there at all? So, I mean, that's not good on your locker room when one of your better players is like, I don't even want to be here.
I think there's too many cooks in the kitchen as far as the Avalanche went, because there is, and not many people that don't follow the Avalanche would know that, but there is always this internal struggle, especially with Waugh, about who the number one center was. They'd try him out like on the same line, on the first line, but then he's the center. It's like, and that's how they're both, that's what they're both drafted for, and that's what they both are in their own minds, is a go-to franchise first line center. So I think by trading Duchesne, they finally gave McKinnon that vote of confidence, saying like, you're our guy going forward, we need you to be that first overall pick. And then he's sick. He big dicked it.
He's actually so nasty, man.
He just has a game breaking ability. He can take over a game. Not even just offensively, like just,
I think is he tied for points right now?
No, he's got 59 and Kucherov has 51. Going into the All-Star break. Or 60. McKinnon has 60 and Kucherov has 61, I think.
Oh, yeah. So they're tight. That'd be something else. I don't know. Did you like Patty Waugh? I like Patty Waugh. Maybe not as a coach.
Well, no, I don't know. He'd fire me up as a coach. That's, I respond to guys like that, like aggressive coaches. But his system was just still oriented towards Major Junior, and that's why he was so effective at that level. It's like, we'll just keep him up. Like, they'll have 40 shots a game, but they'll be perimeter shots. Well, in the NHL, perimeter shots can still go in at like a 10% clip. So that doesn't work. Like, his entire defensive structure was to collapse, block shots, and not give up high percentage scoring chances. But by collapsing, you miss an assignment, and there's a high percentage scoring chance.
That comes from being a goalie, too. Like,
that's
obviously, as a goalie, you want to work from the back out. So it's just like, yeah, you want those perimeter shots instead of the slot shots.
Well, that's a good point, too, because he's Patrick Waugh, so he was assuming that Varlamov was going to be Patrick Waugh.
Which he wasn't.
Not even close. Like, Patty Waugh might be able to stop 40 perimeter shots a game, but as good a goalie as Varlamov can be when he was hot, there's no way.
Yeah, I just really like that. Was it like his first or second game he was coaching, and he went and like fucking threw the glass basically off the stanchions because he was pissed off or whatever? Just a quick statement, eh?
One thing he did do, though, that has kind of a lasting effect is pulling the goalie really early, because before Patty Waugh,
no one
pulled the goalie
that
with more than a minute left, and he pulled it with 3 minutes left, and now everybody does it.
Yeah, now everyone's, I mean, if he got it, you might as well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it. Are the Avs for real? Maybe not.
Not this year. Not this year. Not next year. We might make a wild card. This year, I guess we might too. But in 2 years, I think we'll have guys like Tyson Yost to be coming around finally in that 60-point solid second line center, like great two-way player. We'll have JT Compher, who's going to be very similar with maybe a higher offensive ceiling. And then we have, our biggest problem has always been our defensive core.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Kale Makar, Connor Timmins, Sam Girard, and Nikita Zadorov all under the age of 23 in 2 years that are all first-round picks, minus Girard. And I guess Timmins was the first pick of the second round. But they're all blue-chip prospects, I guess I should have said.
So you guys are going to be young and good.
Look at our team. Like Eric Johnson's the oldest guy basically on the team, other than like Soderberg and Como, and he's 30. And our grizzled vet on forward is Gabriel Landeskog at a whopping 25.
That's wild.
There's a really good locker room dynamic too, really good team chem.
That's what they say. They say the best teams always have like, they're really tight, you know?
Yeah. Well, think about it. Everybody's 18 to 25. Like, it's just basically the boys hanging out, living the dream, essentially, like, in a nutshell. As cheesy as that sounds. Just
packing lips and playing shell.
Yeah, exactly. Like, living together. They're all roommates. Like,
going, meeting all the women's.
One thing we might need in a couple of years is a reliable goaltender, though.
Yeah.
Because Bernier and Verlamov are both, they can be borderline elite when they're hot, but they're both very streaky goaltenders, and they're both getting older.
No, the worst thing about goalies is, like, I feel like they don't, like, a lot of goalies don't, they're not high draft picks, right? They just kind of come out of nowhere. Like, Braden Holtby just kind of out of nowhere was just like, oh, wow, he's sick. Like,
always the fourth or fifth round
goalie. Yeah, it's really hard to gauge how to get a goalie, unless there's like a Carey Price or a Marc-Andre Fleury in the draft, you know?
Bernier was a really high first round pick, too.
Yeah, exactly. And they just, I don't know, goalies are...
It's hard to gauge that transition with goalies.
Goalies are tough to gauge because you don't know how they will transition to fucking Connor McDavid's shot.
He's disgusting.
He played... We were watching last night. We were watching the overtime or whatever. And he played... Well, he played four minutes and 8 seconds.
Yeah, of the 5 minutes.
Of a five-minute three-on-three overtime.
Yeah, when we were watching, like, is he still out there? Like, why is he still there? And then the camera would pan out. He'd fade a little bit, like, okay, he's changing. And then he'd get the puck and just go wheel again. It's like, why is he, what is he doing?
Yeah, he just, and no help.
Like, no.
If Oilers fans want to know what's wrong with their team, I can tell you, it's you have no help for probably the best, like, one of the best players in the game right now. Maybe even the best player.
At one point in that overtime, he threw a backhand sauce to the slot to Jake Caggiula, and he didn't handle it properly.
He didn't
and McDavid,
get a shot on it.
McDavid looked skyward. In overtime, and like pretty much visibly sighed and then back checks.
Like, Ebbs would have scored that. Hall would have scored that. Like, my roommate was trying to justify, he's a Devils fan, so he was like, oh yeah, like the Oilers got a good D man though. Larson's a sick D. He's like, what? For Hall? Like, I don't understand how you can even look at the Duchesne trade and not be like, man, the Oilers got fleeced.
Like, absolutely. Sam Girard's already a better defenseman than Larson. He's 19 years old.
Think about this. Think about if they had Hall right now and Eberle, because the guys they got for them are absolute trash and not worth it at all. They could maybe make a trade offer for Carlson.
Yeah.
Those guys. Like, they could have a real legit chance. They throw in probably two or three first rounders. I mean, it's going to be expensive, but.
Yeah, it'd probably be like Hall. Who's the kid they took in the first round this year? Small guy. Why are we both blanking? Played for the USA at the World Jays.
I do not know.
Kyler Yamamoto.
Yeah.
So you throw in Hall, Yamamoto, a first round pick in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You probably have Erik Karlsson.
Honestly. And now you get Strome and Larson. Ryan Strome.
Can we just pan into the Stromes? I hope Dylan Strome's a bust too, because at the World Juniors, I hated how he'd shoot like 9 times a shift.
He looked like a shitty person.
He is just, the only reason he did good in junior, I honestly think, is because he's big, strong, had a good shot. He's like a college quarterback who has a really good arm but can't read a defense and still gets picked high because of that. Like, I don't think Dylan Strome has a lot of hockey sense.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan. I don't know. I watched Eberle fucking snipe last night, and I just laughed. It's like, I don't know. Chiarelli's got a, I don't know if, like, he'll have to trade McDavid for, like, a seventh rounder before he gets fired or something. I don't know. He's just untouchable.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like the league just thinks he's God because he won that cup, eh? He got the Boston Cup. But, I mean, he made dumbass trades there, too.
Sagan trade was probably dumb.
I think Sagan was like, they said he was partying and he'd
but
whatever.
It doesn't matter though for Louis Erickson. Like, just be patient with the kid. Look what happened with Tampa and Drouin. You just be patient in a bad, it's not that they're comparable, but they're both just bad situations with young, high draft picks. And
well,
Drouin's
in Montreal now.
No, I know. I'm saying look how Yzerman played it though, and they got Sergachev, who has more points than Drouin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. Sorry. You're right. That's enough. That's enough of this conversation. I don't even like talking about the Oilers because they're so dumb. We're going to quickly touch. This is where Dev needed to be here. We're going to quickly touch on the NBA. Apparently, the Cavaliers are in a lot of trouble. There's a lot of team whatever, blah, blah, blah. So that's that. And the Warriors are still sick. But I did want to talk about this as an easy conversation for two guys that don't watch a lot of basketball. LeBron posted like an Instagram post the night he was going to hit 30,000 points. And that morning, before he even did it, he posted an Instagram post that was like, "Congratulations, young man." It was like a picture of himself when he was like 18 or whatever. I thought that was super funny. It was just like, holy crap, man. Just nobody loves LeBron James more than LeBron James.
Isn't that true for all basketball players, though?
It's a very me. Everyone has their own sneakers and whatever.
It's an egocentric sport.
It is. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just thought it was funny, but I don't know. Whatever. Basketball sucks. I don't know. I don't like watching it anymore just because it's the one team wins. It just seems kind of pointless for me to watch it. So,
well, yeah. I think that's why hockey's so intriguing now. I can watch any random game because the league parity is ridiculous. Whereas the NBA, I don't watch basketball and I know it's going to be the Cavs Warriors in the final likely this year. Maybe the Rockets.
Even football to a point, man. Like, football is, this year, the NFC playoffs, there was only one returning team, and it was the Falcons, and they were wild card. The other five teams were all not in the playoffs last year. Other than, like, the Patriots, nobody's consistently been unreal for the last decade. I mean, the Patriots have been good for two decades, but I don't want to talk that yet. That's after our outside sports. Let's go into the segment we call Outside of Sports, Joshua, because we like to talk outside of sports too. And really, though, this is more or less about sports, but whatever. Jeannie Bouchard is taking her Twitter date from last year. Remember last year, the guy that shot?
Oh yeah, no, I've kept up with this.
She got invited to take him to the Super Bowl this year.
She posts like Instagrams and stuff with him just hanging out casually, to, like on the couch. Like, this guy's my fucking hero.
Shoot your shot, gentlemen. Shoot your shot. Use social media to your advantage because think about it. This time last year, well, not this time, but about a week from now, this time last year, he's hanging out on his couch. He's watching football and she's like, game over. And he's like, well, fucking 28-3. I mean, might as well throw out a three ball from across the court. And he's like, hey, if they come back, we go on a date. She's like, all right, deal. That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Boom! Tom Brady's the GOAT. The Falcons blew it. And this guy's got a date.
Like,
with Jeannie Bouchard.
And he has to be, like, a champion in the sack. Otherwise, this wouldn't still be a thing.
I don't know. Like, I was surprised he was actually, like, a decent-looking human.
Yeah, no, and I don't know. I was just shocked that... Not, like, I knew she's going to follow through because you kind of have to with that type of exposure and publicity that those tweets got. But, like, they went on, like, multiple dates after, like, in pretty quick succession.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
He did something right.
Yeah.
And now, now he gets to go to the Super Bowl and it's paid for. Like, fuck. If I would have known, man. I mean, I got a girlfriend, but I would have shot my shot anyways just to get to the Super Bowl. If I knew I was going to the Super Bowl, I'd have been like, all right, we're going on a nice date. My girlfriend's coming. She's going to be part of the date. We're all going to a movie together.
Do you think you could have kept it going for a year, though? Or do you think... Like, I think I would have got, like, the first date and then blew it up. Because I self the pressure of being on a date with Jeannie Bouchard, I just would have collapsed on myself.
I don't know, man. I'm not... Like, I don't know. I like Jeannie Bouchard, but I'm not big into her.
You don't think you would have been totally flabbergasted, though, just by, like...
Yeah, probably. Like,
the sense of being on a date with Jeannie Bouchard.
Just with a celebrity, I guess.
And it's not like she's an ugly human.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, I'm a 10. Oh, outside of sports also, I have a kitty.
Yeah.
I bought a kitty. I'm really happy about that. I wanted my viewers, my loyal listeners, to know that I got a little chill bastard. His name is Simon, and he's pushing through. He's had a rough start, but he's coming along. He's coming along. And I'm going to go spend the next 2 days with him. And I'm really excited, so I hope everyone's excited for me.
You're a dad.
I'm a dad now. Damn it, that's how I was going to start that. I was going to be like, I'm a dad, and everyone was going to be like, oh, what? And I was going to be like, just a kitty, though. Damn it, I blew it. Fuck, I blew it. No re-records here. No re-records, no re-edits. Once you blow it, you're just...
Yeah, none of SoundCloud either. It's organic, unscripted.
No, last week I said Glenn Gallutson. I said it wrong.
You
got torched by it. Everyone's mad at me.
And you should be.
I know.
Pride is Sask.
I know. Shame on me. No, not a lot of research on this show. It's just bullshitting.
How much gel do you think Glenn puts in his hair?
Oh my god, that flow is nasty, man. It's just, it looks like a wave.
You could throw a cinder block at his head and it would break the cinder block.
For real though, like it's wild, man. I don't know.
It's insane.
Hey, he looks good on the bench though. Like
he does. He looks fearsome, but
he looks pretty studly. We talked about it last week. I really liked when he threw his stick. I thought that was very Saskatchewan-y of him.
They went on a big streak after two. Eight games, seven games.
They lost last night in overtime or in the shootout.
That's two in a row, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a struggle. All right. This is the one I was really excited to talk about. NFL playoffs. The Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. I honestly could not believe it. After the first drive of the game, the Vikings take the ball, pretty much have no troubles getting down. They score a touchdown. I'm like, all right, well, everybody's first set of plays is scripted anyways, so whatever. Their script was good. Good for them. The Eagles get the ball, one first down, then they turn it over, one down, or they punt it or whatever. And Mac Hollins runs into their kick returner, punt returner, and then we take a penalty, and I'm like, fuck, this is going to suck. I'm going to hate my life for the next 2.5 hours. I have to watch. I got to not watch, but they're going to lose. And I'm just so down on it already. Boom. Pick six. I go crazy. The downstairs neighbor texts me, and he's like, Vikings or Eagles? I was like, Eagles. Sorry, bro. It's about to get crazy for a few hours here. Nah, no problem. He says. It was, man, I couldn't believe it. I was honestly just the whole time. And I think I blame the Capitals for this because the Capitals get my hopes up every year. But I was just waiting for it to end. I was just waiting for, like, it was going to go downhill eventually. I was like, they're going to blow it somehow. You know, they're going to disappoint me. And they didn't. They just kept scoring and scoring and scoring and scoring. And I was like, holy fuck, we're going to the Super Bowl. And I was pumped. And so the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. If I'm a betting man, I don't know if I'm betting on them to win.
You gotta bet with your heart.
I know you can't bet with your heart. You have to bet with your head.
I bet with my heart all the time.
That's why you lose money. That's how I lose money. I don't. Would you bet on the Eagles to beat the Patriots?
No.
No.
But that's betting with my heart, because last year watching Tom Brady come back from 25 with essentially just the fourth quarter left was mesmerizing. I don't know how you bet against that.
I can't stand teams bailing them out. Like, all these people saying that the refs, it's always the refs. The refs always help the Patriots. No, they don't. The other team helps the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Falcons, you're up 28-3. Milk the clock. Like, that's all you got to do. And they blow it. They're on the 20-yard line. They literally can kick a field goal and basically ice the game. It's going to be over. What do? They take a sack. How do you take a sack, Matt Ryan? How are you not experienced enough to throw the ball away?
Especially in that situation. Like, I don't...
Take a sack, a hold, and they have to punt it to the greatest quarterback that's ever lived.
It's just dumb.
This year, the Jaguars, they're up by like 10. Or even going into the half, they're up. They have 55 seconds left, two timeouts. They're on the 25-yard. They're on the 25-yard line. Why not try to get more points? Nope, they need the ball. They need it. It's like, are you guys fucking kidding me? Like, why do teams keep bailing them out? That's going to be my biggest thing this week I'm going to watch is I like Doug Peterson. He's really aggressive. So, I mean, I think they're either going to win by being aggressive and just bury the Patriots, just try to. I think they have to get a lead, obviously, first. Or they're going to die by being aggressive. And, I mean, I'd rather die by being aggressive than do what the Falcons and the Jaguars did and just let them come back. Like,
In any sport, the worst thing to do with the lead is to sit on it.
It's to sit on it, man.
Any sport except for baseball is an exemption because you can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. I can't believe it. I don't know. It's not the refs, guys. It's not the refs. It's the other teams bail them out all the time. They just give it to them. I can't stand it. Vince, do you know Vince McMahon?
No.
Vince McMahon is like the owner of WWE or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, he started WWE. Yeah. And he he used to have a league, like a football league called the XFL or whatever.
I seen you bring that back.
I don't think it lasted that long. I think this is a little bit before my football time, but he's bringing it back in 2020, and I'm just... It's not going to work.
So what is it, though?
It's just another professional football league, but it's... Nobody's going to grow up being like, I want to play in the XFL. And there's going to be, like, different... He said the rules are going to be different, and he's just trying to make it more safe and better for the fans. And he said there's no kneeing. Nobody will be kneeling for national anthems, and there won't be any Johnny Manziels in this league and whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Do you think that could become a legit feeder system, though, eventually? Like an AHL or an ECHL? Like a CFL in America, I guess, would be a better comparison.
Maybe. I don't know. I know the CFL just got way worse.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, if you're... Think about it. If you're... Like, the college... football, nobody playing college football growing up in America wants to go play in the CFL.
No.
Nobody wants to play in the CFL. That's not your dream. You don't grow up being like, huh, I want to play for the Rough Riders in front of, whatever, 20,000 people instead of 60,000, you know, and like, I want to make $50,000 this year instead of fucking $2 million. Like, no, nobody wants to. So I just think when guys don't make the NFL, then they'll go to the XFL.
Yeah.
So the CFL's already losing some of its...
Oh, for sure.
Better players, but I don't think the XFL will last that long just because, same thing, nobody wants to play in the XFL for, that's not the dream, right? The NFL is already, that's the peak, like that's the pros, like that's where you want to play if you're growing up as a football player.
I'm just going to play devil's advocate, again, just because I think that's good for counterpoints, is a lot of people grow up, you don't envision yourself playing in like the Swedish Elite League for hockey or
Liga.
But like if that's what comes your way and you still want to chase the dream or you just have a passion for a sport, and hockey's a little different because careers tend to have more longevity. But to that's me, that's just, I mean, this XFL thing sounds like it might just stick in the dirty south based on people not being able to kneel, if anything.
Yeah, I mean.
But that's just what I think. Like, I don't know what the mentality of football is or what the mantra around it really is as far as the states go, but that's just how I view this panning out, if it does pan out. But I think it'd be almost more unlikely to not happen.
That's a completely fair argument. I could see that. I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. It's not until 2020 anyway, so.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Whatever. I'm not going to watch it.
No.
My Eagles are in the NFL, and it's too late. It's too late to turn back.
I mean, if I've watched like two Rough Rider games in the last 3 years.
I don't like the CFL, by the way. Anyone that's a CFL fan probably hates me right now, but I hate it. I think it's dumb. I think you guys talk about, oh, you need four downs. Your field is huge. Like, way bigger. Their field is huge, dude. Like, fucking, what is it, longer? The end zones are like 20 yards long. You can literally throw a Hail Mary from 10 yards out in the goal line. You can't do that.
Just throw it in the air.
And your athletes are smaller. They're not as good. They're not as fast. Like, it's just, and why can a punter win the game? That makes me so mad. Like, they can punt the ball through the end zone and get a point. So, realistically, when you're on, like, the five-yard line, instead of kicking the field goal, even if you kick the field goal and miss it, you could feel pretty comfortable that you're going to win just by getting a point.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a rule. So.
I think if you miss the field goal, you still get a point if it's in the end zone. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It's wild.
So, like, send out fucking Jordan Durant to punt the ball through the end zone and be a hero. Like, we're going to lift him on his shoulder and give him the Gatorade bath. Like, what? I don't know. CFL's dumb. You guys' league is dumb. Don't be dumb. Also, you have to line up a yard off of the ball. So, how do you even not get a QB sneak ever? You literally just have to hit the ball and move it forward half an inch. Because they're a yard off. What a dumb league.
You should be the commissioner.
I shouldn't be. It's dumb. I hate that league. I can't even watch it, man. It's stupid. Like, it's lots of offense. I don't know. MLB. The Jays traded or signed?
Signed.
Grychuk?
Yep. Good for or no, him. Maybe we traded. I don't know.
They traded for him.
I think we might have traded too.
Yeah, they traded for Grychuk. That's good. I mean, they're still not going to... I don't know. They're going to look better, I think. Like
They're just trying to be the Oilers, and they're trying to put a band-aid on a bigger problem.
Yeah.
One thing I will say, though, we lost out on Yelich yesterday from the Marlins. Apparently, we were the leader, but we've refused to give up Vladdy Guerrero, which I like.
I would not give up Guerrero.
No, and I wouldn't either. The only thing is, like, Yelich is sick. And you never know what guy's going to, like, pan out, but number three prospect in baseball is pretty hard to get rid of. But the Brewers got rid of their best prospect, two of their best prospects. I think they're two best prospects.
I think I'm okay with that decision, though.
No, I am too, and it would have helped us out a lot, but, like, Guerrero and Bo Bichette are going to be the cornerstones of our franchise.
And what do you... So if you get Yelich, now all of a sudden, do you think they have a chance to beat the Yankees or the Astros?
No, but they but they get us into the playoffs, which is maybe Milton Donaldson era. Because once you get there, magic happens.
Once you get there, rain happens.
Yeah,
bringer of rain. Yeah. So the Hall of Fame. Did you see the Hall of Fame?
Yep.
Inductees. Okay, so what do you think about? Should Barry Bonds be in there?
Yep.
What about Roger Clemens?
Yep, and Pete Rose. I'm on that side of the
argument. I don't understand why Pete Rose isn't in there. I think that's dumb.
I don't get that side of the argument because it was a steroid era, and everybody used steroids, and I just hate the argument like, oh, Barry Bonds and A-Rod were only good because of steroids. Barry Bonds, he wouldn't have hit 70 home runs, but he would have hit 65 without steroids.
Well, like I saw a stat yesterday that said Barry Bonds, before he was essentially – because he was never actually proven. It was never proven.
No, just allegations.
Steroids. Before it was allegated that he did steroids, his stats before that are still better than Chipper Jones, who just got in.
Yeah, like, I hate that argument. And I think, honestly, in that era, guys can say what they want to say. I bet you 90% of guys were using steroids.
Is Mark McGwire in the Hall of Fame?
I think so.
I don't know if he is, but he definitely did steroids. Because that's the thing, is like, there's definitely guys in the Hall of Fame that did steroids. So
oh, for sure.
Whatever they're trying to protect their integrity or blah, 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 whatever their reasoning is there, it's not. There's guys in there. We know this. Get over it. Like, I don't know. I just think it's dumb. I thought, for sure, I think Bonds and Roger Clemens should both be in there.
Yeah. McGwire isn't. I just checked. That's my
he's
bad.
Not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he'd be another guy that probably gets the, you're out, blah, blah, blah. But there's definitely guys in there that do it. Just some guys get caught. Some guys don't.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. I just don't genuinely think, A, it makes that much of a difference because, I mean, we talk about steroids, but they're not using the steroids people think of all the time. Like, it's just performance enhancing. Like, most of the time, it's just to help them combat injuries more than anything.
A lot of the drugs on the PED, whatever, list that are banned in sports are, like, ridiculous. Like, I know... I'm a huge... I hate Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Hate him. Everyone knows this. Hate him. I hate the Seahawks, actually, so fuck the Seahawks. But, actually, quick fun story. I'm going to go on a little tangent here. I got blocked by Richard Sherman on Twitter because I tweeted at him, like, once a week after they lost the Super Bowl on that interception. You know, that face he made, that, like, really sad face? I tweeted that picture at him, like, once a week for, like, 2 months. And then I went to tweet at him, and I couldn't find his name, and I went and looked, and it was like, you're blocked. So then I tweeted the Seahawks, and I was like, yo, can you show Richard this, please? Hashtag never forget. Anyways, him and Brandon Browner 1 year were suspended 4 games for PED use, and they were using Adderall. Yeah, like, that was one of the things.
And, like, most of the time, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it they always just find traces?
Yeah.
And, like, amounts that aren't even related to amounts that would be quantifiable for direct use. So there's, it's not even concrete evidence that they're using this for the purpose that drug would be used for.
No.
To, you know, for basic steroid usage. It's just they found traces of a steroid.
And a lot of it is in, like, supplements.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of it's just, like, it's just, like, a little ingredient in a supplement that's not, like, it's not like they're actually fucking poking themselves with a needle. With steroids, they just like take a supplement that just has something in it.
Yeah, just a trace amount.
So sometimes it's just like carelessness, like just not reading what's in your supplements, and not knowing what's on the ban list. But like, just it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mind. Honestly, in fucking baseball, I'm just like, take steroids if you want to take steroids.
Well, that's the thing, because it doesn't help your natural athletic ability.
I mean,
it might help your performance by like an incremental amount, but.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever. I just think it's ridiculous that there's guys being kept out of. Those Hall of Fames in every sport are so fucking stingy, man. Like, Terrell Owens is, like, one of the, I think he's, like, second or third top wide receiver ever, basically, in, like, yards or touchdowns or whatever. And he's not in the Hall of Fame still because he had behavioral issues. Who gives a fuck about his behavioral issue? Because it's a place of integrity. Chris Carter's in the Hall of Fame, dude. This guy is literally, after his career, on video telling all the rookies they have their, like, rookie orientation thing where they go and talk to, like, veterans and stuff, and he's literally telling all the players to have a fallback guy in case they get in trouble with the law. Have a fallback friend so that if you get caught with shit, the fallback friend takes the blame, blah, 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 blah. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, there's no integrity. Whatever. Get over it. Like, fucking, Terrell Owens is a top three wide receiver. Put him in the fucking hall.
I agree, man. Like, I just...
Such an old boys club, eh?
It is.
And I think fucking young kids.
I think that's going to die out in the next 20 years or so, but...
I don't know. It's dumb. It's dumb. Like, there's no way none of these guys were ever partying and fucking... You know the NHL has a coke problem.
Oh, everybody in the
NHL
has coke.
And this isn't a new thing. This is not a new thing. Like, that follows the NHL around. Like, last year, remember when the Predators won and they're like...
Ryan Johansson.
We fired him, basically. Yeah. Like, everyone's on coke in the NHL, and everyone used to be on coke, so it's like...
Who was it this year that the Flames, the Oilers sign that came from Dallas? Jiří Hudler, like, on the plane ride into camp, he got, like, arrested and, like, banned from the airline because he was so high on coke, he was, like, causing the flight attendants problems. Like, just pulled out a bag of coke on the plane and started ripping it.
Well, I know I've heard they call Johnny Gaudreau... Little Theo.
Yeah.
Because he likes to party. So, I mean, whatever.
Well, like, we all know the Patrick Kane story where he goes into a club in Chicago and just, like,
oh,
does
yeah,
blow
man.
Off of, like, every woman in the club, but no one says anything because it's Patty Kane.
Yeah, that's... I think... Did I tell you that?
Well, I heard about before, but then you told me the club story.
Yeah, there's, like, a buddy of mine was in Vegas and talking to some guys from Chicago that said that. Like, he just rips blow at in the VIP section and nobody says anything because... They're winning cups. But, like, I don't even know what the punishment would be.
Well, I mean, would it be, like, a... Probably, like, a 12-game suspension for, like, illegal drug usage?
Yeah,
I
probably.
Don't know.
That's, like, they say all these fighters with, like, mental illnesses and shit. Like, I'm assuming fucking shoving that much cocaine up your nose for 10 years doesn't help either, right? Like, you can't be good on your brain. I mean, we know this, so... Whatever. I just think Bonds and Clement should be in the Hall of Fame. Terrell Owens should be in the Hall of Fame. Jordan Durant should be in the Hall of Fame.
False.
Fake news. Anyways, we're hitting that point. Big shout out to Devin Gerwing, who doesn't know how to record guilty. Meet me in my office later this week, and we'll discuss your punishment. I'm going to talk to Torts and see what he thinks, because... For those of you guys that don't know, John Tortorella is actually the president of this company, so.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's El Prez of this company.
I'm going to go talk to him about my unfair wages.
Tell me about it. This company's making zero monies. everyone listening, like, share. Give me a share. Help us out. I need your help. Like, share, rate. Listen to us on iTunes.
Drop a comment. Get some discussion going.
Yeah, like, let us know. What do you think? Are we stupid? Should Barry Bonds not be in there? I don't care. Let me know. Tussie, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Really enjoyed it.
We'll try to get you on a little bit more often when we're talking hours and whatever.
Hockey and baseball are my forte. Anything else? I don't know.
Again, we're fucking 5 episodes in and we can't have a 3-person discussion. This one's Gerwing's fault, though, but... Go Avalanche.
Yeah, no. We'll see you after the second round's over, Caps.
All right. Check you guys next week.
Salut.
Salut. I got guns in my